we are seated in the masjid, and I'm sure when we came in, we must have made niyat of i'tikaf. If we haven't, then just a reminder, let us make our niyat of i'tikaf. At the same time, many of us, we have come from very, very far. There are brothers that are here that have come from overseas also. So make our niyat that why have we come over here? Our primary objective of being here is our islah, to correct our lives. So make our niyat of our islah. Make our niyat that we came for the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to be in the company of the pious. So the more niyat we'll make according to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless us. Part of our islah is that we have to correct the various branches of deen, which includes our aqaid, our fundamental beliefs, our ibadat, that is the formal acts of worship, our mu'amalat, our monetary dealings, our mu'asharat, that is our social etiquette, and akhlaq, which is our character. Today we will just discuss the first branch, which pertains to our aqaid. From the Quran and Hadith, we learn that the most valuable treasure is iman, and the greatest calamity is kufr. If a person doesn't have iman, he's got absolutely nothing. He's got everything, but he doesn't have iman, he's a loser. Everlasting success is a result of iman, while everlasting loss is a consequence of kufr. Righteous deeds are only acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if iman is present. Kuffar also do a lot of righteous deeds, but on the day of Qiyamah, haba'an manthura, absolutely nothing, it will be particles of dust. For them, Allah Ta'ala gives them their reward in this dunya, either with health, sometimes with look, with various ways, Allah Ta'ala rewards them in the dunya. But for our amal to be accepted on the day of Qiyamah, for that a person will require iman. Without correct beliefs, righteous deeds are not accepted for reward in the year after. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala states, whoever practices righteous deeds, be it male or female, while he or she is a believer, verily they will enter in Jannah. The first question posed to a person in the grave will be regarding beliefs. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Their beliefs are those which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the Sahaba. And all of them remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference. And this is alhamdulillah the beliefs of the ulama-i Deoband. They are 100% on the way of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah of the Sahaba. Later on, people introduced new beliefs and divided into many factions and groups. Nevertheless, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they remained staunch on the beliefs of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een and did not devise their own belief structure. These are the same beliefs found in the Quran and Hadith. We will just mention these basic beliefs. Number one, belief in Allah Ta'ala. This entails in believing in the existence of Allah, as well as He being unique in His being, qualities and actions. Allah Ta'ala has no partner. He is the creator, sustainer and nourisher of everything. And only Allah is worthy of worship. Number two, beliefs in the angels. Allah Ta'ala has created a certain creation from light. They are concealed from our gazes. They are known as angels. They neither eat nor drink. They are free from urinating and defecating. They have been entrusted with many duties. They never do any action contrary to the command of Allah Ta'ala. They are constantly in the worship of Allah in different form and never weary of worship. Number three, belief in the divine books. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down many scriptures and booklets from the heavens via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, so that these Anbiya could convey the people the divine commands. There are four famous books: the Tawrat, which was revealed to Musa alayhi salam; the Zabur was revealed to Dawud alayhi salam; the Injil to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. But all these scriptures were revealed for a specified time. The Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, and the Quran Sharif bears testimony that these books were the true revelations of Allah Ta'ala, and they were changed by people. It is necessary to believe in the truthfulness of all the divine books in the original form and not in the altered form they are presently in. Number four, believe in the messengers of Allah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the pure and chaste servants of Allah Ta'ala, who were sent by Allah Ta'ala to guide His servants, so that the creation be brought closer to Allah Ta'ala and onto the straight path, and they be saved from deviation. They were human beings and possess all human qualities. They possess the greatest knowledge in their times and amongst the people. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were sinless. The final and most honorable of all messengers was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the messenger to all men and jinn till the day of Qiyamah. Number five, belief in the last day. A time will come when the whole world will be destroyed. This is called Qiyamah. Number six, belief in Taqdeer. Belief in Qadr means to believe that whatever happens or will happen, good or bad, is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala and happens by His command and will. Number seven, believe in the year after. This means that one must believe in the life of the grave, reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, and then entering into Jannah or Jahannam. Besides these beliefs, one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding every one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Quran. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. And lastly, mocking of any part of deen, denying the zaruriyat of deen, those aspects known generally by all Muslims, and having doubt in the basic beliefs of Islam, renders a person out of the fold of Islam. This is something very important. Many a times that people make mockery. For example, food items, somebody says that this is not permissible. So somebody else in retaliation, what do they say? Everything is haram. What is halal? So making mockery of deen and those things that Allah Ta'ala made impermissible or Allah Ta'ala made permissible, there's a fear a person could lose his iman. And if a person loses his iman, then his hajj has become nullified. If he has the wealth, he has to perform hajj again. His nikah is null and void. He has to perform his nikah again. He has to recite kalima again. Many a times these things happen. So be very careful when you make mockery in regards to matters of deen. It is of utmost importance that a person learns and corrects his beliefs. He should consult the ulama and study authentic literature on this subject. May Allah Ta'ala let us live with iman, die with iman, and be resurrected with iman. Amen.